wondered why children are absolutely mesmerized by funhouse mirrors? I mean, those wavy, bendy reflections that make you look super tall or impossibly short. There's something magical about them, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's fascinating because that attraction to mirrors actually starts right from infancy. What's really interesting is that mirrors aren't just about entertainment. They are powerful tools for development and learning.
Really? Tell me more about that. I mean, most of us just think of mirrors as something fun at carnivals or amusement parks.
Well, here's something that might surprise you. Even a simple mirror can help babies develop important skills like self-awareness, object permanence, and spatial understanding. You know, when a baby sees themselves in a mirror, they're actually conducting little scientific experiments without even knowing it.
Scientific experiments? That's quite a claim for something that seems so simple.
I know it sounds wild, but think about it. When a 10-month-old waves their hand and sees the mirror baby wave back, they're learning about cause and effect. It's like their first introduction to physics.
That's, actually pretty amazing. So where do we typically see these kinds of interactive mirrors being used?
You'll find them in all sorts of places meant for children, like pediatric clinics, museums, daycares, libraries. And you know what's really cool? These mirrors aren't just flat surfaces anymore. They come in all shapes and sizes, specifically crafted to support various aspects of development.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Are you a professional who shapes children's daily worlds? At Little People's Cove, we understand the unique needs of pediatric clinics, libraries, museums, and daycares. Our commercial-grade furniture and toys are engineered to endure high traffic while sparking curiosity in every age group. Visit us at littlepeoplescove.com to see how we can help create welcoming, well-designed spaces that help every child feel valued.
And we're back! So you were talking about different types of mirrors.
Yes. You know what's really interesting? By 18 to 24 months, most children hit this amazing milestone where they actually recognize themselves in the mirror. Before that, they think they're looking at another baby.
That's fascinating. I've heard about something called the Rouge test. Can you explain what that is?
Oh yeah, it's actually a pretty clever way to test self-recognition. You put a dot of color on a toddler's forehead without them knowing, and then let them look in a mirror. If they reach for their own forehead instead of trying to touch the other child in the mirror, it shows they understand that reflection is actually them.
That's mind-blowing. But beyond self-recognition, what other benefits do these mirrors provide?
Well, there are three main areas where mirrors make a huge impact: cognitive development, physical development, and emotional intelligence. Like, have you ever noticed how babies during tummy time seem more engaged when there's a mirror in front of them?
Mm-hmm. I have, actually. What's happening there?
That mirror gives them motivation to lift their head and push up on their arms, exactly the movements they need for developing neck, shoulder, and core muscles. It's like having a little workout buddy.
I never thought about it that way. And what about emotional development?
Oh man, this is where it gets really cool. Mirrors help children create what we call a visual vocabulary of emotions. When a child sees their own happy face or sad expression, they're learning to connect their internal feelings with how they look on the outside.
That's going to be super helpful for social development, right?
Exactly. And you know what's really interesting? The benefits of mirror play actually extend way beyond childhood. Research suggests that these early mirror experiences contribute significantly to everything from mathematical ability to emotional intelligence later in life.
This is all so fascinating. For our listeners who want to learn more about creating these kinds of enriching environments for children, where should they go?
They should definitely check out littlepeoplescove.com. They focus on creating developmentally appropriate environments where every child can find the magic of their own reflection while building vital skills for life.
Thank you so much for sharing all this incredible information about the power of mirrors in child development. It's amazing how something so simple can have such a profound impact.
Thanks for having me. You know, it really is magical when you think about it. Every time a child looks in a mirror, they're not just seeing their reflection. They're building important life skills.
Thank you.